10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. You finally made it to Friday. It is 5:30 on Friday, November 13th. Oh, boy.
Oh, didn't realize that, huh?
Yeah, and last Friday, the 13th, was when, at least here in Las Vegas, when we all kind of went into quarantine. So I'm just, you know.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It was back in March, was it?
March, yeah. So I'm not saying that that's like anything. Actually, I'm just saying that today's going to be a good day. And we want to say good morning to everyone who is up and checking in on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. We have Nelsie checking in. So is Perla, Maria, Melissa, and Francis. Joseph, he says, don't worry, it is good luck, not bad luck for Friday the 13th. Jim in Michigan, Lance, Deborah Sandell, Miss KitKat. We have Carl ready to go, Turtle and Boople, Kirkland, Rudy, Rick, Diana, and Sarah, and Rocky and Jim just checked in this morning, so thank you. I agree. One of my daughters was born on the 13th, and sometimes her birthday falls on a Friday, and she's one of the most like luckiest things that has ever happened to me, so we can't look at it that way.
That's good. I like that approach. That's great news. It's the spin on it. Today's going to be an awesome day for everyone. We're going to start looking forward to Friday the 13th.
And at the very least, we could say, well, it can't be as bad as last Friday the 13th, but I hate doing that because then I feel like you're just inviting karma to try and challenge you. Like, well, what else could go wrong? It's like, don't say that, please.
Karma, take a seat. We don't need you right now. Just you stay over there. We're going to stay here and do our thing this morning.
Yeah, but it is Friday, finally, the weekend. How are you? You looking forward to the weekend?
I am. It's been a really good week. So part of me is like doesn't want the week to end because it's been good momentum, good things happening. It's been a really fun week, and I know it can continue into the weekend, but part of me has been enjoying the week. As far as the weekend, we're going to go on a hike tomorrow afternoon. That's our big weekend plan. I did one last weekend with just me and Jax, and my wife saw the pictures, and she wants to go. So we're planning a big hike tomorrow afternoon. That'll be our big excitement for the weekend.
Well, the weather's going to be so much nicer than it has been, and it's been a little chilly. So, yeah, that's a perfect weekend to do something outdoors and get out and enjoy the beautiful areas we have around here.
Yeah, and you have now, if you go into the Loop, if you didn't know this, in the Loop at Red Rock itself, you need to make a reservation online before entering the Red Rock Loop. So that's kind of changed. That went into place a couple weeks ago, but the other trails and stuff outside of the Loop, you just pull up anytime, so and just go hiking when you want to. So that's kind of the plan for us. What about you guys this weekend?
Well, we don't have a whole lot going on this weekend, actually. It's kind of a mellow weekend. I have a busy day today. I have a lot of things I have to take care of today. And so I'm just looking forward to going home and, you know, watching. So my husband and I watched The Queen's Gambit. We finished it. We loved it. And we were talking about it so much. Both of my daughters, both of whom play chess, we're like, can we watch it? And there's a couple things in there that I was like, they might be too young for it. But I have this thing where it's like, okay, I'll fast forward through those parts. So we started it, I think on like Tuesday or Wednesday, and they are hooked. They absolutely love it. So we watched another episode with them last night, and then I think we'll probably sit down and binge the rest of it. My oldest is like, can we binge it? I want to see what happens. So they absolutely love it.
I told you my wife, she finished it. She's like you. She loved it. I joined in for half an episode. I'm punching up something on this. Do you have your call screen open?
I don't know.
No. Oh, I was going to put a let me know when it's open. There was a scene that I started watching, and this scene took place. And I turned to my wife, I'm like, is this a big thing? And she's like, oh, this is kind of a big thing that just happened.
I just opened it.
This is the part that I joined in and started. Was that a pivotal?
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Okay.
Talk about that.
No, I would never. No, but I sat down and started watching, and that took place. And I'm like, so is this big? And she goes, yeah, quiet.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
There's a lot of big moments in it. That's what I love about it. It's a mini series. It's a one and done. And I think it's like 7 or 8 episodes. And I feel like each episode has a big thing. And yeah, it's really good. And so there last night, it wasn't so much last night's episode, but it was the night before that there was one thing. And I was like, fast forwarding through it, I was like, oh gosh. And so I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And they're just like, come on.
Oh, for this, the
things that I didn't
watch.
Want them to see. Yeah. So, you know, I may be a little overprotective, but, you know, my oldest, like, I haven't heard these words and things. I'm like, It's not words, okay? Like, don't come at me.
And plus, too, there's an awkwardness with if there's some kind of scene or something, if you're watching it with your parents. We've all been in that situation, watched some kind of movie or something, and that scene comes on, like, oh, and it could be a 10-second scene, but it seems like an eternity. It's like, end scene, end. Oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be back. It's just awkwardness.
You got to do what you got to do, man. So, all right. Well, let's start the show. Very excited. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Self-Esteem by The Offspring? I know, but you with me. That's okay, because I got no self-esteem. Do you want to hear The Way You Love Me by Faith Hill? Do you want to hear Ride With Me by Nelly? If you want to go and take a ride with me, with three women in the fall with the cozy. So why do I live this way? Those are your choices. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. You can also tweet us at Mercedes in the AM with your vote. Or call us or text us on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson studio line, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
In case you missed it yesterday, The Weeknd is trending. He will be the 2021 Super Bowl halftime act. Pepsi's VP of marketing said after a year that's largely been void of live music, we can't wait to watch The Weeknd transform the world's biggest stage with his limitless talent and creativity, delivering what will most certainly be an unforgettable performance that will be remembered for years to come. Now, he's actually, The Weeknd, despite it being 2020, and a lot of us are like, 2020, he's had a great year. He dropped his album After Hours back in March, huge success. He's had VMA wins. He did a virtual concert on TikTok, and he's even popped up on Ariana Grande's new album. So the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show, it's on February 7th, 2021.
I think it's going to be a great performance. I'm excited to see him. And remember back when he dropped that album back in March? That was at a time when a lot of artists were, at the time, putting off their albums for when the pandemic would be over. And he's like, my music's done. I'm going to put it out for everyone to hear. And he did it, and it was a huge success.
And I think that worked to his advantage. Mm-hmm. We were all just, like, craving some new music. So that'll be interesting. I'm excited to see if he brings anyone on with him, what surprises we'll have in store. I guess we have to wait till February to find that out. Also trending this morning is Friends. HBO Max, they halted production on the Friends reunion due to the pandemic back in March. But now we've learned that they'll be there for you in 2021.
All right.
Matthew Perry, who plays Chandler on the show, he announced on Twitter yesterday that the reunion is a go. He said, Friends reunion being rescheduled for the beginning of March. Looks like we have a busy year coming up, and that's the way I like it. Now, although they will tape the reunion then, still no word on when it will actually air. So we'll get it. We just don't know when.
And then most likely, probably, hopefully March of next year in person, because we're supposed to have it this year, virtual, this, and everything comes into play. I like this idea. Put something else to look forward to in next year.
Yeah, I think next year is going to be a great year.
Yes.
Also trending this morning is Gap. The clothing retailer is seeing a spike in khaki sales. They're crediting the increase to MSNBC's chart throb Steve Kornacki's viral fame. He became a viral star for his informative election updates as poll results were tallied last week. Viewers loved his sensible style and the fact that he didn't veer from his go-to ensemble, which was khakis, a white button-down shirt, and a striped tie. Like, that's literally all he wore. Well, when people found out that he got his khakis at The Gap, they saw a 90% increase in sales for the pants. And now they're known as the Kornacki khaki.
It looks good on the guy. The guy wears them well. So
he's so cute. I just like, he's so disheveled. And like, and he's got such a, like, an urgency about the information he's presenting to you. And I feel like that's how you should be when you're delivering election results. Like, oh, yeah, I like the guy.
There's the excitement and passion behind it, which I think transcends through the television.
Yeah, and then finally this morning, Cheetos are trending. We told you earlier this week about the new Mountain Dew cookbook that's coming out. Well, now we've made our way down the grocery aisle to the snacks, and Cheetos is the next one to release their own cookbook. It's called Bon Appetitos, a holiday cookbook by Chester and Friends, and it features the work of some of your favorite chefs. There are recipes from fried green tomatoes that incorporate Cheetos, to Cheetos mashed potatoes, to a Chester cheese ball. To get yours, you just got to visit Cheetos.com/cookbook and then donate a minimum of $35 to World Central Kitchen, which will go to their Chefs of America COVID Relief Fund. And then you'll get the cookbook while supplies last. I think that Cheetos can be incorporated in pretty much anything. So this was brilliant on their part. So there you go. That is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1302.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday, November 13th, and you finally made it to the weekend. So happy to have you here. I just want everyone to know, this is really interesting. If you're fighting with a friend right now, and we all get into fights with our friends from time to time, that's a good thing. I just saw this study that says if your friends don't argue with you, that's when you have to be nervous, because it means you're on the outs. When your friends argue with you, it's because they legitimately care about your opinions and want to change your perspective. Even people you consider your friends who never push back and argue with you, even when you know that they know you're wrong, that likely means they've given up on you.
Ooh, yeah, I think all good friendships have up and downs, just like a marriage or any kind of relationship. There's ups and downs with all friendships, and it shows how strong a friendship is if you can recover from whatever said fight is happening. That's interesting.
Well, and I go back to something we talked about this week. I've had a couple of friends just randomly reach out to me that we got into... Well, I didn't even think we got into fights. I don't even know what happened. Like, all of a sudden, they're like, I never want to see you again. And I was like, what did I do? And they ghosted me, but they've recently come back and said, hey, I apologize. But I think that's so true, because I remember they didn't argue with me about anything. All of a sudden, they just stopped talking to me. So that should have been an indicator to me, like, hey, something's up. Like, I don't fight with my friends very often, but, you know, I'm not afraid to get into an argument if I disagree with something. Mm-hmm. But they just, like, flat out stopped the communication. So that's kind of interesting, I thought.
Yeah, and then so the first one, you guys had a little back and forth. The one that reached out earlier in the week, has there been anything since then? Where does that one stand?
Right, nothing. I haven't heard anything. It's odd to me that two in less than a week reached out to me. And so I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on where they randomly decided they wanted to apologize. And I accepted it and I'm good. You know, I'm not so quick to jump back into full-blown friendship. I was pretty hurt by things, but, you know, you gotta forgive. Otherwise, then the burden is on you. And
yeah.
I don't need that burden right now, so.
I had a huge thing happen in my circle of friends yesterday. So as far as, like, my buddies go, I'm talking about my circle of buddies that I've been hanging out with since 1995 when I first came to Las Vegas. And all of them, except one, have gotten married. A couple of them have gotten divorced and remarried. But there's my buddy Mike, who's been single all these years, as long as I've known him. And he's been dating a girl, her name is Laura, very sweet, just an amazing woman. And they got engaged, and he let us all know via social media. He did a post with the engagement, and that's how we all found out last night that he got engaged. And that was just a huge thing in my circle of friends, that my friend Mike, who's been single forever and had some nice... dated some nice girls through the years, but he finally found the one and got engaged. So we're all super excited about a big wedding coming up and the final of our friends to get married.
Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's exciting news. So that was kind of happening in my circle of friends yesterday.
That's cool. Yeah, hopefully they're able to have some, you know, a nice wedding. They have to put it off a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think he's planning anything right now. They just got engaged. They've been dating now for like 2 years. They just got engaged. So I have a feeling they'll do something maybe next year or something like that. And this will be like my final like big wedding. I'm sure I'll go to other weddings in the future. But as far as like my circle of friends, this is the last big one. This is the last one we've been waiting for. This is the last hurrah. All my buddies are now going to be married.
That's very exciting. Cool. Yeah, I've got no weddings on the agenda with my friends. Both of my friends who were getting married this week both had their wedding, or this year got their weddings canceled. And then they had to do tiny little things.
Oh,
felt
really?
So bad. Yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah, it's tough right now. But I have a feeling they'll wait on theirs until they can do something big. Or who knows, maybe they come back like, yeah, we got engaged. And we got married too, so it's all said and done.
That's what I say. I mean, weddings are great, but man, save the money for a house or something.
And that's all. You and I both say that too after the fact, to look back at our wedding and what's at least on my end, the big regret. Everything was great, but I just didn't need to spend that much money. Could have put it towards something else.
But then again, it's like, I wouldn't change anything about my wedding. Yeah. So it's so easy for you to say that after the fact. So if you are planning a big wedding, you have at it. You know, I just wouldn't spend as much on those flowers as you think you need to because they die. You're not taking them. Just spend more on like the food. That way everything tastes delicious.
Sounds good. All right. Lots coming up this morning. Friday morning we have for you. Dua Lipa is doing that virtual concert on... It's happening on November 27th, Studio 2054. We have your tickets into this virtual concert, and that'll happen right around 8:25. We do have the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel, and the theme this week is a song from the year 2000. The
specific.
Yes.
Not the 2000s, just the year 2000. So... Yeah, we've got a small window, so we better make it worth it.
And then at 9 o'clock, love the Friday Rewind. And also coming up here right around 6:30, we do have our Four Corners Food Drive taking place. And Blue Point Medical Spa is a huge sponsor. And Jennifer from Blue Point Medical Spa is going to be joining the show, so we'll talk to her. And then we do have The Dirt coming up. Kelly Clarkson's daughter, she has a unique way of avoiding online learning. And I think we'd actually use this technique to our advantage. Details coming up in 7 minutes.
You can take the radio.com app everywhere.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
I listen on my computer at work.
There are so many choices.
Get it from the App Store now. Mix 94.1.
Be like that. It's Kane Brown, Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Kelly Clarkson, her daughter River, is only 6 years old, but she's already smart enough to game the system. Listen to what Kelly said that River does when she's doing her online classes.
My daughter does this thing. I don't know if any of y'all have these kids. She's actually, it's quite funny. She's six. And she'll just pretend like she's frozen so she doesn't have to do what they're asking her to do. And I'm like, I mean, points for the comedy, but reel it in, dude.
I love it. Pretend the pretend things are frozen.
Or you can just screenshot yourself there and then just put it as your profile picture,
mm-hmm.
and it just looks like you're sitting there listening. That's the one I've caught my kid doing before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kids are clever. They'll find ways around the system, you guys. They certainly will. Donnie Wahlberg left a $2,020 tip on a $35 restaurant bill. This was in Plymouth, Massachusetts. It's the 2020 tip challenge that he's doing. So not a bad tip on a $35 bill. Donald Wahlberg, so says his credit card.
Say that again? It was a $35 bill and then what?
He left a $2,020 tip
on
top of it.
That's not bad at all.
No. So Jeopardy producers still won't discuss a possible replacement for Alex Trebek, but fans are pushing for their favorites, including Reading Rainbow's host LeVar Burton.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go very high. That is a show of my childhood.
I think he'd be a great host.
Just take a look. It's in a book. I love that show. Yes,
it's
bring him.
Rainbow. So there's a petition to get him the job, and it's close to 50,000 signatures as of last night. And this was something that kind of started circulating back in September, and he's like, I'm all on board. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I've been preparing my whole life to occupy the host podium when Alex retires.
I would always look so forward to library days when we'd get to go. We'd get to watch Reading Rainbow, and then afterwards we used to pick our own books. And that was the highlight of my week.
Billie Eilish released a new single yesterday called Therefore I Am. If you missed it, here's some of her new song.
I'm not your friend.
Okay, two questions for you, Mercedes. Do you like it?
I love it. Like, I am obsessed with it. I've listened to it over and over again. Watch the video, which is very cool. If you haven't seen it, it's in a mall, and it's one shot. Like, they follow her from the get-go, and it's all one continuous shot as she goes through the mall.
It's so, actually the mall, when you watch it, if it looks familiar, it was filmed in the Glendale Galleria Mall.
Yeah,
so a lot of people, you know, from Southern California recognize that mall. Watching the video makes me miss going to malls and shopping and hanging out at malls. Second question, your daughter Sophie, who introduced me to a lot of people to Billie Eilish, what did she think of it?
She loved it too.
Oh, did
she? It was nonstop. So much so that I talked to our boss yesterday and it's like, hey, are we playing the new Billie Eilish in our show at all? He's like, no. I was like, can we? He's like, when do you want to play it? And one of the hours I said was this hour. I said twice, so hopefully it's on that schedule.
And this is, speaking of performances and singing, Billy is set to perform Therefore I Am for the first time on the American Music Awards. That's happening November 22nd on ABC. So we'll all see her perform the song live. Now let's pretend there was no such thing as a pandemic. And 2020 was a normal year. This is the conversation we'd be having right now. You ready?
Okay.
I would be saying to you, Mercedes, how excited are you to see your Denver Broncos in town this weekend at Allegiant Stadium?
Yeah, I am so excited. I can't wait. You haven't seen the stadium before, have you?
Yeah. No, I haven't been there yet.
We go to the games, and oh, yeah, it's beautiful inside.
Oh, it's going to be so good. You guys will be so happy.
Yeah, I've never been.
Broncos still coming to town this weekend, though. LA Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders facing Denver Broncos Sunday at 1 o'clock, Allegiant Stadium. And then UNLV's got a football game. They are at San Jose State tomorrow night. UNLV's 0-3, but they take on, they're in San Jose State for that game. Kickoff tomorrow night at 7:30. So our Four Corners Food Drive, it's happening right now, now through November 30th. And we have some great sponsors helping us out, including Blue Point Medical Spa, which I know, Mercedes, you're very familiar with.
Yeah, I go to Blue Point Medical Spa. I just went there last week for some microneedling, and they have an amazing facility. And not just that, but they are extremely generous and supportive of our food drive.
And Jennifer from Blue Point Medical Spa will be joining us here in a couple minutes to talk about some of the treatments they offer. And she has a cool little surprise for Three Square. That's all coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
That's Lord on Mix 94.1. It is 6:37 on Friday, Mercedes in the Morning. And man, don't want to bring some bad news. It's just, it's one of those pieces of information that I just got there. I was like, oh no, because it hurts my heart. You know the store Justice, the sparkly store, the glitter store, the store for teens and mostly tweens. The little girl store with all the pillows and all that stuff, they are closing.
No!
They're closing their stores. I'm heartbroken. Now, my youngest, she still likes stuff from there. And it makes me so happy because it's like just, it's that typical gaudy, like sparkly stuff. And I don't know why it makes me smile, but yeah, they just announced that they are closing their doors. They're shutting down all stores by early 2021. They've already closed hundreds of locations with plans to move to more online sales. But now they're closing for good after the holidays. So you can still get Justice Clothing. It'll be primarily an online platform, but they're still going to sell clothes and footwear and accessories and all that stuff, but all of their locations are expected to close by early 2021.
That Billie Eilish video for her song Therefore I Am, where she's running around inside the Glendale Galleria Mall, that's one of the stores you see that she runs by. You see Justice. I was watching the video. I'm like, oh, there's Justice. They're still in the mall.
It was closed down too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the whole mall was closed down. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. I've never been. But that's like a mall staple, Justice. I know for girls, too. It's a staple store to go to.
I will say, doing laundry after a Justice haul is like a nightmare because there's glitter all over your washing machine. But is there a store from your teens or from your tweens that you loved, but it's no longer around? Because I really think, you know, 20 years from now, my littlest will be talking about it like, oh, I used to shop at this store called Justice. And me and my mom would go in there. She'd buy me a pillow in the shape of the letter B for Brooklyn. And I mean, we buy so much stuff from Justice. Whenever she asks for gift cards, Justice. So I don't know. It just hurts me a little bit in my heart. But what was the store from your teens that you used to love and it's no longer around? 702-364-9400.
My go-to mall back in the day was the Boulevard Mall. That was the mall. I lived close to it because it's going to UNLV. So I go to the Boulevard Mall at least once a week, normally on Fridays when I would get paid from Value Rent-A-Car. I'd cash my check at the Hotel Continental and take my money over there. And I would go to Suncoast. Was it Suncoast Video? I think it was called. I know it was Suncoast, but I'm sure it was just Suncoast Video, where you could buy CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, movie posters. I used to hang movie posters up in my apartment. That was kind of like my gimmick. So that was like my go-to spot. I always pop in a Suncoast Video.
That I remember seeing that. It was like Blockbuster's nemesis.
They didn't sort rent of. Though, but yeah, but I don't think they rented. It was just
they had like, but they sold like movies yes. and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't like a rental place. I remember it was like black and red, right? Was it like the colors,
like a neon-y, because Suncoast, like a neon-y, I think almost like a Miami Vice kind of logo, the way Suncoast was written when he entered the store.
Yeah, I remember that. My store was, is it still around? The Limited. I love the Limited. That was, and then they had Limited Express, where I used to get all my clothes. Like those were my places.
Did the Limited become Express? Did Limited turn into Express store?
Maybe. I don't know. And then there was Limited 2, which was for little girls. 702-364-9400. If you know what the situation is with the Limited, do they still have the Limited? I love that place. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Melissa,
what's the store that you loved in your teens and tweens that's no longer around?
Contempo
Casuals. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That was like the older girls justice, right?
Yeah. Like for teenagers, like high school age.
Yeah. They had all the accessories. They had really cool clothes, but they were cheap. So you could get a cool trendy outfit. For cheap.
It was affordable.
Yes.
And I like that. Okay.
I love that place. Oh, I totally forgot about it until you mentioned it. Thanks for your call. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Carol Ann.
Hey, Carol Ann. What's the store that you loved in your teens and tweens? It's no longer around.
Melissa beat me to it. Contempo Casual.
We were all about Contempo. Seriously. I mean, leggings. I remember I had like a full-on outfit that was like it matched from the headband to the t-shirt to the leggings to the earrings. Like it all went together. That's why it was so great. Thank you so much. Yeah. It
is
sounds
it
like we
around,
all
or is
no,
it,
that's
oh,
been gone.
Oh.
We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says this one's from Lauren. She says, I miss Mervyn's. They used to have some of the cutest shoes. I worked at Mervyn's. It was amazing. The Warner Brothers store. Remember that?
The WB.
Forum
yes.
Shop? I forgot about that one. This one says, this is recent, but I love Charming Charlie's. I went at least once a week and they are now closed. Wait, what? Charming Charlie's is closed? Oh my gosh, between this and Justice, I don't know if I can take it. It truly is Friday the 13th. What the heck? Oh my gosh, I love that place.
All right, coming up next, we do have the Hot 3. What do you got lined up for us?
All right, okay, so we're going to talk about the earthquake that shook Nevada this morning. Did you feel it? Maybe not. We'll tell you where it was. Also, we feel old for the first time at this age. What is it? And like I said, it's Friday the 13th. And what are the top superstitious things that we do? We'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Justin Bieber intentions on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
An earthquake woke up parts of Nevada this morning. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, a magnitude 5.5 quake hit near the town of Mena, which is about 160 miles southeast of Reno. So probably didn't feel it here. If you did, though, interesting. Several aftershocks were felt as well. Residents throughout the state and as far away as California's Central Valley did report feeling the ground move. So far, no reports of injury or damage, but, you know, they say when there's one, there's another one coming. I get nervous with earthquakes. That's just something that I can handle a lot of, you know, weather-related things, but, and I know it's not really weather-related, but earthquakes scare me.
Yeah, stuff starts crumbling around you. The earth starts opening up. I was sitting there doing my work before the show, 4:40, in the kitchen. Phone starts buzzing. Like, that's not good news when the phone is buzzing at 4:40. And I look down. I see it's my mom sending me a text message at 4:40. So, like, uh-oh, why is my mom texting me that early? Open it up, and just a question from her. Are you guys okay with the earthquake? I'm like, oh, we had an earthquake. Did not know that.
She got word of it before you did.
Yes, she did. I'm like, yeah.
Also this morning, the older you get, the more you wonder, why did I think I was old when I was 26? Well, a new survey asked people over 40 when they truly felt old for the first time. And the answer is 47. 47 years old is when people over 40 said that's the first time they actually felt old. The survey also asked people what aspects of getting older they're excited about. And here are the top four. Just relaxing and spending more time with family. Starting their second act. So I guess that's like, okay, first act is getting everything established. Mm-hmm. And then second act is like renewal, new chance, new experiences. I'm not sure.
I love that.
Retiring and traveling more. And then being more advanced in their careers.
Yeah, just more experiences, just still maturing for myself personally, still personal growth, I guess, I'm looking forward to. Getting some gray hair and stuff. I think I'll look cool at one point. Those little things, you know?
That's such a humble brag. Yeah, you totally humble bragged right there.
Yeah, really?
Getting gray hair. That'll be a great experience because, you know, I don't have any now. But, you know,
I think
that'll be so wonderful one day. What a humble brag.
Listen, I think salt and pepper hair on guys looks amazing. And at some point, that's going to happen. I don't have gray hair right now. You don't get gray hair in your 30s. What can I say?
Oh, God. I can't anymore.
No, trust me. I'm feeling old.
Finally, this morning, does Friday the 13th make you nervous or is it just another day? A new poll found 29% of adults believe they've been injured because they didn't follow a superstition they should have. Here are the top superstitions that we believe in. The first one is walking under a ladder. 62% of people say they'd never do it. What about driving under a ladder? I was faced with this predicament yesterday.
How are you faced? How? Whoa.
Okay, so I was driving into my neighborhood, and they decorate the entrance of my neighborhood. So they hire a company, and they come out, and they put lights all around, and it's very beautiful. So when I got home yesterday, that company was there putting them up. And they were putting lights on this palm tree, and the way they had the ladder set up, it was like, it was this huge, it was kind of like a scaffolding system. No, it was like a cherry picker. That's what it was. And so the thing was all the way up to the top, and the only open spot was in between like the truck, and then there's a little area, and then it was the sidewalk. So the cherry picker was going over where I would drive through, and I'm like, do I just go through here or what? And I felt so weird driving under this cherry picker, technically not a ladder.
Yeah, I think you're safe. It's not a ladder. It's a cherry picker.
Oh, I was scared. I was like, is this bad luck? I didn't like it.
There's no bad luck going under a cherry picker. In fact, it's good luck. 7 years good luck if you go under a cherry picker. Just the opposite of a ladder.
Cherries for everyone,
yes,
if you do that.
Yes.
Oh, man. Knocking on wood is another superstition that we have. Crossing your fingers, saying bless you when someone sneezes. Not opening up umbrellas indoors. What about this one? Find a penny, pick it up. All day long, you'll have good luck. Do you believe that one?
I pick it up because it's a sign from the money gods. And if you pick it up, you're showing respect to the money gods. Plus, it's just money. So if I do see a loose change around, I pick it up.
I will only pick it up if it's heads up.
Oh,
if it's tails up, then I flip it for the next person so they can pick it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I won't take it.
What if it's a quarter? Still don't pick it up? Only
no,
pennies?
I flip it. But I don't really find quarters as much as I find pennies.
Yeah, I don't see too many quarters flying around.
Yeah, I think if someone drops a quarter, you hear that sound. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, that's a quarter dropping sound. I'm going to stop and look for my quarter. But if it's pennies, like, whatever. And then don't put new shoes on a table. I've never heard of that one before. Don't put new shoes on a table is bad luck.
Just to me, the thought of putting any kind of shoes on a table is disgusting. Like, I'm thinking of you, like, putting your shoes, like, taking them off and putting them on a table. It seems very dirty to me, unsanitary.
If you bought them, they're brand new, and then you put them on a table, though.
What about the purse on the ground? I've heard that's a bad luck. Ladies, you're never supposed to put your purse on the ground.
I've heard that too, but I do it a lot. I do it a lot. Sometimes there's nowhere to put it, so you just kind of set it there on the ground. Probably not the best thing. Maybe got some bad luck because of it.
Well, my wife does it too. I'll come home from work and the purse will be on the ground. I'll just pick it up and put it on a table or something. She's the same way. She just drops it anywhere. I pick it up. I'm the one that's superstitious about it.
What about, do you have a lucky number? It says 36% of us have a lucky number.
There's some numbers that are significant to me, but I don't have like, oh, time to play. Let's play the lottery. What's your number? I don't have that lucky number. Do you?
I do. I have two. 11 and 22 are my lucky numbers. 11 was my volleyball number for many years. And actually, one year I had to go with 10 because some bee took it from me. I was so mad. And I had the worst year ever because I was 10. But 11, that's my number. 22, it's just, I don't know if it's double, if I like the consistency. It's also my birthday. So, yeah, 11 and 22 are mine.
Have you ever won any money off of playing 11 and 22 or maybe the roulette table or something else?
No, I don't really gamble that way. But if I see something that's 11 or 22, I tend to gravitate towards it. Like pricing, oh, it's $22. I'm like, okay, $11, huh? It's the weirdest thing.
I always notice when the clock is at 9:41, just because where we work, Mix 94.1. And the iPhone, I always notice on the ads and stuff, the iPhone is normally in the ad at 9:41. But I did notice on some ads for the new iPhone, I think the time was set at 3:23. And I'm like, no, why did they change it from 9:41 to 3:23?
Oh,
why
great.
Go at 3:23?
Now everyone's going to change the radio station to 32.3. Thanks a lot.
They played the hits over there. Was that the last one?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, this is the number one song in the country right now. It's 24 Karat Golden, Mood. It's Mix 94.1. The Weeknd, who will be doing the halftime show at the 2021 Super Bowl, which is scheduled for February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. So some big news for The Weeknd this week.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Speaking of Tampa Bay, Tom Brady is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's new to Florida. So how did Brady handle his first huge storm? Talking about Tropical Storm Eta. Well, he didn't secure his jet skis, and they floated hundreds of yards away. Here is Tom Brady.
The hurricane, that was a trip. I had a dock, it broke, floated away. I had these jet skis on. I saw those things sitting out in the middle of the bay, and I was going, wow, that's pretty surreal. And I just was kind of laughing, like, well, you know, you get the jet skis back. A lot of people are dealing with a lot worse than that.
You got to secure that stuff down, Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, what do you do with your jet skis? I guess you try to bring them in the house or...
No, he's got to tie down the dock better. He didn't tie down his dock, and so that's why they got blown away, taken away from down at his neighbor's dock. Hey, I know you told me right before the dirt started, what's the name of the Kelly Clarkson song you like?
Underneath the Tree.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to load that up.
That, to me, that's my Mariah Carey for Christmas. I love the Mariah Carey song, but I extra love this Kelly Clarkson song.
Okay, so as far as like current day Christmas songs, we do have the Mariah Carey one. You have your Mercedes Kelly Clarkson Underneath the Tree. Now, what I like about this song, and you pointed out to me, is that it starts off slow, and then there's that Christmas punch that comes in.
Sounds like a very sweet, old-fashioned song right here, but then... Love this song.
All right, we have two new Christmas songs to throw in the mix. The first one here is from Mandy Moore. It's called How Could This Be Christmas? Here is Mandy Moore.
Probably need to be fair and give it a whole listen, but just based on that, I don't like love it. There's something that sounds flat about it, but that might just be me. I love Mandy Moore, but not loving that.
I want you to go back when you get a chance to listen to it from the beginning, because when I was listening to it from the beginning, it had that Kelly Clarkson feel. It starts real slow, and you're thinking, oh, she's gonna come in with the Christmas cheer, and it stays this tone the entire way.
Yeah, meh.
All right, we have Carrie Underwood with a Christmas song submission. Brand new song released today. It's called Favorite Time of Year.
Here's the season we've been waiting for. Can't you feel it knocking at your door? Love pouring out like the snow from the sky.
I like it. I like the energy. Mm-hmm. I'm all about the energy in the Christmas songs. And once in a while, you need a somber, kind of slow, I'm grateful, blah, blah, blah song. But that one is a fun one. I like that.
Kelsey Ballerini clapped back at someone on Twitter who saw her CMA performance and then asked if she was pregnant. She reminded them, incredibly insensitive to ask such a question. Then she added, I'm not, by the way, just carrying around my organs.
Now, people will never learn. They'll keep doing it, no matter how many times anyone says don't do it. Someone's going to keep doing it.
She looked great. I watched her performance. Nothing seems pregnant about her. She looked really good. Well, speaking of Kelsey, so after the CMAs, she had what she calls the most embarrassing moment of her life. While sipping some wine, somehow the glass, it shattered in her mouth, cutting her lip. And she said the embarrassing part was it was all in front of Miranda Lambert.
Oh, man. That would be embarrassing.
Trying to like, hey, how's it going? Oh.
I just want to go back to something you said because I just want to clarify because I know you didn't mean it that way.
Go ahead.
About Kelsey Ballerini and you're like, we're like, you know, she doesn't look pregnant. You're like, no, she looks great. Nothing pregnant about her. That's not saying that pregnant women don't look great, though, right?
No, I think that's twisting my words.
No, I'm not trying to that because I don't want anyone to take it that way. I know you, and I know you would not say that. But the way it came out, I was like, you made it sound like, oh, pregnant ladies don't look great. And I just want to set for the record, that's not what he meant because I'm waiting for the text. Like, what are you saying, pregnant ladies? No, I totally get it.
I didn't have the radar to pick up on taking my words that way. And I'm sorry if someone did feel that way. Go back to yesterday's dirt when we're talking about Emma Roberts. Who's pregnant? Yeah, Emma Roberts. And how I was just raving how stunning she is yesterday. I meant was that she did not look pregnant on stage.
But she still looked great. Pregnant or not. Yes, I get it. I don't want anyone to be like, what was that supposed to mean? I totally get it.
Thank you for catching that and correcting if anyone was offended by my comments. I do apologize. Katy Perry is being sued for trademark infringement by an Australian designer named Katy Perry. She is K-A-T-I-E Perry. And then, of course, you have Katy Perry, K-A-T-Y Perry. So Katy Perry was born Catherine Hudson and became Katy Perry in 2004. Perry is her mom's maiden name. So Katy Perry, K-A-T-I-E, was born Katy Perry. So this lawsuit has been going on since 2009. And the news is that it's finally going to go to court next year.
But nothing to do with Kate Hudson.
No, it's to bring Kate Hudson in the mix.
I'm really confused with Katy Perry, Katie Hudson, Kate Hudson. Oh my gosh, too many Katies and Perrys around here. Matthew Perry.
If you were to become a rock star, but you went by your mom's maiden name, you'd be Mercedes what?
Oh man, Satmari.
Ooh.
Yes, they're very Hungarian. What about you?
I would be J.C. Roth.
Oh, that's a cool name. I like that. That sounds really good.
Coming up next hour, we do have those tickets for you to go see Dua Lipa's virtual concert experience. Lost my train of thought.
Justin Bieber on Mix 94.1. That's Intentions at 7:28. It is Mercedes in the morning. How many of you, raise your hand, got yourself a PlayStation 5 yesterday? I know everyone was going insane, myself included. Actually, not me. My husband, he was the one who was like setting his alarms for everything to try to get one. And we're talking Target and Best Buy. What's going on?
It's Vox Pro Audio.
Oh, okay. Talking like Target, Best Buy, Walmart, all of those stores trying to get his hands on one and no luck. No luck for us. It was a struggle. So I'm curious if anyone ended up getting one. Was that even on your radar at all?
I didn't even know there's a PlayStation 5 coming out. So Matt struck out yesterday. What were we talking about yesterday? The Nike shoes you guys were in our virtual line to get to?
Yeah, he struck out on
struck
those
out on
too.
That, and then struck out online on PlayStation 5.
Yeah, it was did anybody get one and where did you get one? 702-364-9400. It's just so funny the things that he will try to get. We're talking mostly shoes, sometimes concerts when we would go to concerts and now the PlayStation 5, everyone was trying to get one. So now it's just the waiting game. There's a couple of secondary sellers that are selling them for double the price. They're like $1,000 now.
That's probably why the majority of people are online waiting to get those things to sell it and make some extra cash. Because there's people out there, the sad thing, that'll pay that double the price to get their hands on that PlayStation 5.
Yeah, for the holidays, of course. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at reading this article this morning saying like, where you can still buy a PlayStation 5. And it's like Amazon awaiting for stock, Best Buy awaiting stock, Walmart, Costco, what are some of the others? GameStop, Sam's Club, stuff like that. But is there anything that you were like, I must get this, and you battled it out either in line or online to get? And what was it? 702-364-9400. You're like, I have to get this. I have to be there or I have to own this. It's just, I'm very, very surprised at how many people walked away with PlayStations. I saw a lot of people posting like, we got one. I'm like, how'd you do that?
Or what was it too that maybe your parents waited in line for you? Because I, with no kids, I never really waited in line for any toys. And my video gaming days ended, I think, with the PlayStation. Maybe the PlayStation itself. Oh my gosh. No, I had
the first PlayStation?
I think I tapped out. I had a PlayStation, but I didn't advance the PlayStation 2, 3, or any of the other ones thereafter that. I kind of stepped away from video games after the first PlayStation. But like going back to when we were kids, and for my sister, my older sister, I remember my mom and my grandmother getting that Cabbage Patch Kid. That was the thing. Waiting in line to get it. They had to get my sister a Cabbage Patch Kid. And I remember they got one. And they were at a place called Clover. This was a place back east. It was kind of like a Kmart type store.
Okay.
And the store opened up. My mom told us the story after the fact. And she said, my mom and everyone else ran left to where the toys were. And there was a huge stampede. And my grandmother went right for some reason to go where there's no line and people running. And my mom, she says, turn the corner. And everyone's grabbing. The shelves are all of a sudden gone. No Cabbage Patch Kids. But then there's my grandmother just standing there holding one because she went where the crowd wasn't going. She was able to beat them and grab one off the shelves.
That was smart. Grandma knew what she was doing. What's the item? You either rushed online or you rushed in person to get 702-364-9400. Hey, Rosando, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Mercedes?
Doing good. Did you get yourself a PS5?
Oh, yeah, I actually got two.
What? How did you do it? What did you do? Tell us your secrets.
Well, my wife was on her iPad, and she had, like, two tabs open on Walmart, Target, and then on the iPad she had Best Buy. And then I was directly to PlayStation, and I don't know, it just 9 o'clock hit, and nothing, 10, nothing. About 10:36, I refreshed the page, and It was just there at the cart.
Oh my gosh! How exciting! I'm so excited for him, Rosando. Yeah, so, are you gonna sell one or put it online and try to make some money? What are you gonna do?
Yeah. That's the plan. I mean, there's a lot of people on like Instagram getting a little mad because I mean, people are buying. I mean, more than you know.
Well, I'm looking.
You rolled the dice and you both lucked out. So I say, you know, it's not like you're buying 10 of them. You both got one. So
I don't know if there's different levels and different versions of it, but it looks like a starting price of $399. But I'm scrolling over to some stuff on eBay. There's one for almost $1,500, $1,200, $1,000, $900, $500. So people, yeah, that got them, they're reselling.
There are different levels of them. You have like there's like the digital version. There's like the Pro Limited or something like that. So there's different versions of them that cost different. Congratulations, Rosando. That is super cool. I'm actually really happy for you. My husband's like, can you go on at 9? I'm like, no, I'm at work. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not fighting the crowds for you.
And I'm sure some people might be calling Rosando right now to see if they can make a deal for that second one he's got. So, Nudia, you might need to save his number for other listeners.
We just got a text that says, name your price, Rosando. Oh, man. He's got the goods.
All right. Hot 3's coming up next. What do you got?
All right. We are going to talk about Thanksgiving. We've heard the warnings. But how many people say they're still going to have large gatherings for the holidays despite the warnings? Also, when it comes to marriage, what percentage of women said they knew they were marrying the wrong guy when they married him? And why you should not do this when you're enjoying events, when you're at places you love. They say you should continue to do this one thing, even though people tell you not to do it. We'll tell you what it is coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
That's Dance Monkey on Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning. Next hour, 8:15. It's Friday morning, so we do have the Oh Wow Wheel and a theme this week. It's got to be a song from the year 2000. You got one in mind?
No, I haven't picked mine yet. I still got to get that done. I've got more than 16 minutes. I've got about 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30
to
minutes
get that
to
done.
Get it done. Any suggestions, send them our way at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mitch 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
Nearly 40% of Americans plan to participate in gatherings of 10 or more people this holiday season despite concerns over the spread of coronavirus. Researchers surveyed Americans on their holiday plans amid the outbreak, and they found 38% said they would host or attend a gathering with 10 or more people during the holidays, and 33% say they would not ask others to wear masks. But 73% said they would practice social distancing during the holidays, and 79% suggested that they would celebrate or gather only with people with whom they live.
So you guys are staying here, though, right? For Christmas, at least, correct? Thanksgiving you're here and Christmas as well?
Oh, yeah. Like, we literally haven't gone anywhere. We have no plans to. What about you guys?
I think we're going to be here. I think we're staying here for Christmas.
Yeah, I just, you know, I get it. People are tired of it. Who am I to say what to do? But we're choosing to stay home for these things.
And then if you're traveling too, you're also then just, you may be cool with traveling, but then you got family and other people who may not be cool with you traveling.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's so many different factors to it. If one person is cool, but is the other person cool? Is the other party cool? That's the people you got to take into consideration.
So it, like, let's say you have friends and they're going to do like a big old gathering. There's going to be a bunch of people there. Are you more hesitant after the fact of seeing them? Or, you know, hanging out with them just because of that?
Would I be concerned if I went to a friend's house, there's 10 people there? Personally, I wouldn't be concerned, but I probably wouldn't go just because I don't feel like going to a large group of people, take the pandemic away. Because my wife was talking about if we were here for Christmas, she's like, maybe we'll go to so-and-so's house instead. I'm like, let's just hang out, just the two of us. That sounds really nice to me. It just sounds nice. Immediate family.
Well, like, I mean, like, they have their thing.
Uh-huh.
And then afterwards, they're like, hey, let's get together. But you know they just had, like, their big, huge party.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be concerned with getting together with them.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No,
Yeah, see, I'm opposite. I'm like, I kind of watch, like, people that we hang out with. I'm like, where do you go? You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it spreads so easily. That's our only reason why. But that's why, you know, we're all adults and we can make our own decisions.
Exactly, yeah.
Also this morning, research reveals that 30% of divorced women knew they were marrying the wrong guy on their wedding day. Why'd they go ahead and get hitched anyway? Well, the most common reasons cited for marrying the wrong guy: we dated for so long, I didn't want to waste all the time we've invested in the relationship. I didn't want to be alone. He'll change after we get married. It's too late, too embarrassing, or too expensive to call off the wedding. And he's a really nice guy. I don't want to hurt his feelings. Oh, I mean, I get it. I get all those things, but to still go through with it, that's tough. And I'm surprised that number is so high.
I've got a buddy that did it. I'll never forget the day he told me. He was married, great marriage, fell apart. He cheated on his first wife and then started dating the girl that he cheated on her with. And he just went through a lot emotionally after that. His father passed away, some job changes, but he proposed to her. But he knew that he didn't want to be married to her. But he went through it anyway. And about 6 months later, they got a divorce. I remember him telling me, he's like, I knew weeks before the wedding that she was not the one, but it was a destination wedding. But he said it was just easier to go through it than cancel it, tell people it's called off, deal with other family. It was much easier just to do the actual wedding and then 6 months later, get a divorce. And that's what they did.
But was it easier in the long run to do all that? That's the question.
That's according to him, for his situation, it was easier to do what he did.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
Got a divorce. About 6 months later, met the woman of his dreams, married, couple kids now, so happy right now. But yeah, I remember him telling me, like, wow. He's like, yeah, I knew, day of the wedding. This is not going to last at all.
Wow. Finally, this morning, have you ever been at a concert or a party with everyone on their phones and thought, come on, everyone, put the phones down. Enjoy real life. Enjoy the moment. Apparently, it turns out you're the one who's missing out. Believe it or not, a new study has found that staring at your phone during events makes you enjoy them more.
What?
Not less. Their study included people who did and didn't use their phones during things like the Super Bowl, holiday parties, bus tours, watching movies, and they found that people who were on their phones felt more immersed and engaged and had more fun than people who did not use their phone. The researchers say the key, though, is to use your phone to engage with the event, like posting about it on social media or taking pictures or, you know, maybe live tweeting something. If you're just using your phone to zone out, you're not going to enjoy the experience as much. But, you know, all those people that record the videos of the concerts they go to and they're like, you're like, watch the concert. Don't watch it through a screen. Those people are having the best time. They're having a better time than anyone else.
And then you say, because your husband does that from time to time, and he's now going back and watching those concerts because there's no concerts happening right now.
He knew all along. I see him. I'm like, walking in. What are you doing? Oh, just watching a Foo Fighters concert that I recorded. Remember that time I didn't stop recording. You yelled at me. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Who's the winner now, right?
Oh, man.
8 o'clock hour, we do have Dua Lipa. Speaking of concerts, she has a virtual concert, Studio 54. It's happening on the 27th. We have your tickets at 8:25. It's Mix 94.1. Ava Max, Kings and Queens. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. And Dua Lipa, her virtual concert is happening on November 27th. We have your tickets coming up in just about 5 minutes. First, it's Friday morning, so we do this.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have this big old wheel here at Mix 94.1. All of our names are on it, and we spin it every Friday. If it lands on one of us, we get to play a song that's going to make you say, oh, wow. We're spinning the wheel now. And this week, the song category we have to choose from are songs from the year 2000. New millennium, new music, new sounds. Who's it going to land on? It is slowing down. It's landed on Nudia.
Nudia.
You got the song.
Me?
Yes. Here's the deal, though. Don't get too excited.
Okay.
Because someone very mean has the veto today. Me. So if you get the veto, the song goes over to JC's selection. So let's do this. What you got for us today?
Okay. In 2000, Come On Over Baby by Christina Aguilera was released. And oh my gosh, I bought like white pants because I wanted to like dance in the mirror. And I like, this was like one of my favorite videos of all time.
I don't even have to hear a little bit of this because I'm singing it in my head already. Yes. Come on over.
Come on over, baby. And she had like, you know, she had the red ombre in her hair.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And it's like, oh my gosh.
Is it in the system?
Oh yeah, it's not coming up for you.
No, oh no!
What's it called? Spell it out. The come on over, right?
Come on over.
Come on.
How else would?
No, right. Come on over. There's nothing else in the song, right?
No, Christina Aguilera.
Come on over, right?
Yeah,
I got it in there. It's not showing.
Oh my gosh, this is like
date, Nudia?
The highest of highs, the lowest of lows.
Hold on, we'll get it sorted out. She's good. She's got.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can put it in.
Because I don't want to have to veto it just because we don't have
it. No, we got time. Where's we going to go? Nothing else to do. Take our time.
It's Friday. I blame it on Friday the 13th. This is why we can't find
imagine we're at a party right now. So it's like, hey, put that Christina on. Like, I got to find the CD. Hold on one second. I think it's in my bedroom. And so Nudia's running into her bedroom, and we're kind of still hanging out in the family room.
Well, we're in radio, and we don't like dead air. Like, we do our best.
No, embrace it. Embrace it.
Okay.
Oh, it's not letting me change it.
No, I will not allow
song.
This.
Do you got a second song? Can you play it from there?
No.
Can you play it in it?
How do I play it from here? Okay.
Just play it.
Okay.
Please.
It's plain, but it's plain.
I'm going to cry.
Why would I?
I guess I'm going to have to veto it because we know JC's song is in there.
Oh, really?
I don't want to.
I didn't have the hook of it.
Oh, man.
You know what? We need to start verifying songs before we start this segment.
We do. What a disaster.
My bad.
No, hey, it's not your fault.
Real fast, you have a second song from the year 2000? Throw something out there. Come on.
Britney Spears, Lucky.
I'm going to veto that. JC, what you got?
She's lucky.
Maybe next hour for the Friday Rewind, you can get it in by
then. Okay, I'll get it.
So we can still hear it. Yeah. Okay, so JC.
I have three that I'm looking at. Mercedes, pick a number between. One was the first song. Oh, really?
I mean, this is your selection, not mine.
Okay, so I had a couple songs of mine, and then the text line lit up with a song from U2, and a lot of people wanted to hear the song as well. So it's U2's Beautiful Day. Was that an
No, this is yay.
I had two other choices when it skipped to my second choice.
No, this is it. It plays.
Listen.
Okay. Oh, God.
Third Eye Blind, Never Let You. Oh, God, on that one?
Just let a song play, please.
This is my third choice.
Okay, perfect.
It's filtered. Take a picture. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, the Friday Rewind. Songs from the year 2000, and we got to filters take a picture eventually.
We got there, and that's a great song. JC's third pick for the Oh Wow Wheel. It was originally Nudia's pick, but she was picked. We couldn't get her song on the air for whatever technical reasons that we have here. So I was the veto. If it would have landed on me, I was going to go with a little Jagged Edge this morning. Does everyone remember the R&B group Jagged Edge? Let's Get Married.
This one?
This here.
Yes.
Remarkable. So deaf.
I love this song. But I think you did us well with little filter. I enjoyed listening to that.
Here's the thing, though. This could come up next hour with our Friday Rewind, and Nudia is trying to get her song in. right now as we speak. So if someone has requests that, someone has a request for that song, the Christina song, we might be able to get it in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah. So, and the lines are open now. Anytime, the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line at 702-364-9400. Get those requests in early.
And we're looking for caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and this is a cool prize today.
Yeah, we have your chance to check out Dua Lipa, a virtual concert called Studio 2054, a night of music, mayhem, performance, theater, dance, and much more on Friday, November 27th.
So, caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up. Good luck. Twenty-One Pilots, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Kathy is our contestant. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, good morning.
Are you ready to do this? We want to make you a winner. We want to get you that Dua Lipa virtual concert experience. Since it's Friday, we only have one category left, and that category is Born on the Bayou. This week, we celebrated National Louisiana Day, so these are all celebrities that are from Louisiana. Now, you do get to pick your partner on this. Who do you want to go with?
Mercedes.
Okay, sounds good. Celebrities that are from Louisiana. All right.
All right, here we go. Kathy, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you're going to be watching Dua Lipa's virtual concert. You ladies, you start now.
I'm going to pass on the first one. Okay, second one. He was an exercise guy back in the 80s. Very short shorts, curly hair.
Gene Simmons?
Who?
You
got the last... Okay. Oh, darn it. Okay. He was one of the judges on American Idol. He's like, that's a no for me, dog.
Let's pass.
She hosts a talk show in the afternoons. She dances.
Kelly Clarkson?
No, she's married to Portia de Rossi.
Oh, Elena Gunnar?
Yes. He is a football guy. He used to play for the Steelers. He is now an analyst. Funny guy, bald. He's really funny.
Ooh,
okay, she's an actress. She has a daughter that looks exactly like her. She was in the movie Sweet Home Alabama. These are so hard. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't think I could have given. I wish I could have given you better clues, but they were so hard. Harry Connick Jr. was the first one. I don't even know how to describe Harry Connick Jr. I'm so sorry, Kathy.
And then she said, you're looking for Richard Simmons, and she gave us Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons from Kiss. Richard Simmons, the short shorts, sweating to the oldies.
So we tried. Hang on, Kathy. Do not hang up. I want to get you a consolation prize just for trying. These were really tough. So that means caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. You get to see Dua Lipa's virtual concert.
It's a classic me mistake. 24 Karat Golden Mood. That's the number one song in the country right now. And congratulations to Don. Don won the Dua Lipa's virtual concert experience. That's happening on November 27th. Way to go, Don.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
So today is Friday the 13th, if you haven't figured that out yet. And with the way this year has gone, we really don't need any more bad luck. But a recent study found Friday the 13th might not be as cursed as we all thought, at least when it comes to on the job. The study found that people are more likely to die at work on Tuesday the 8th. Rather than Friday the 13th.
So any Tuesday the 8th is the bad day?
Yeah, for dying at work. Okay. I mean, they got real specific on this one. I mean, does anyone chalk up dying on Friday the 13th? Oh, that was some bad luck. They died on Friday the 13th. In this study, they said 373 people died. It was a study of how many people here? It doesn't say. 373 people died at work on a Tuesday, and 84 of the deaths happened on the 8th of the month. That's compared to 327 people who died on a Friday, and 80 of those deaths were on the 13th. So it's just a small margin, really. But the study also found construction was the industry where you're more likely to be killed on the job, followed by service personnel like soldiers, firefighters, and the police, and then farmers. Farmers, huh? And if you're wondering when the next Tuesday the 8th is, it's next month.
I was just looking it up. You're right.
Mm. Yay. Yes. How exciting. All right. Also this morning, relationship milestone that people usually don't talk about. The moment when you're finally not scared that you could do one wrong thing and it could torpedo everything that you had built. A new survey asked people to name the biggest signs that you're finally comfortable in a new relationship. And somehow passing gas in front of each other did not chart. Go figure. The number one thing is sleeping in the same bed, when you can actually sleep comfortably in the same bed and not, you know, worry about the sounds that you make and stuff like
morning
that.
Breath.
Yeah. Meeting their family was number two. That's a sign that you're finally comfortable in a new relationship. Leaving the door open when you use the bathroom, telling them a deep secret, and showering at their place. Those are the top five things that signal you're finally comfortable in that new relationship.
Yeah, for me and my wife, was just using the bathroom for number two. I lived in a high rise, 7th floor in D.C. And so I would act like I left something in my car, because there was a nice bathroom down in the lobby of the apartment complex. So I would go downstairs and use it. And she'd be like, "You were gone for a while." I'm like, "Oh, I was in my car. I had to get something." Mm-hmm. Like, "What'd you get?" I'm like, "Ah, I left it. I gotta go back down again."
I just went down there and I saw it and I left it and I came right back up here. I think for me, it was the family thing. I was like, I'm not going to introduce him unless I know there's a possibility of something happening. Otherwise, forget it. It's a waste of everyone's time. And you know, I don't want my family to be like, "Are you just going to keep bringing people home?" You know? so yeah, that one took a while for me. Finally, this morning, not everyone has the same idea of what makes for a romantic proposal. While some may think getting down on one knee during a candlelit dinner is the ultimate way to ask, others might prefer, "Will you marry me?" on a jumbotron or something at a sporting event. But one guy went low-key when he asked his lady love to be his wife. And he is getting roasted for it on social media. So the video shows him hiding an engagement ring inside a Big Mac at McDonald's while his unsuspecting girlfriend sips a drink in the background. Now, the short clip shows him, it shows him stick the ring in the bun, and then he slides the burger box over to her. And while we don't get to see the big moment, she must have, I don't know, been into the fast food mood, because she's the one who posted the video to TikTok with the caption that said, "I said yes." She shared the video and it's gotten more than 13 million views. Lots of comments and opinions. Do you think this was a cheesy way to do it? Do you think this was a ridiculous way to do it? Some of the comments say, "I will never say yes to a ring in my food." Another one says, "Not at McDonald's." This one says, "This is how my ex-boyfriend proposed to me. Notice X." And then others just joking about it. Part two, she's on the floor choking on it.
That's the thing. You got to be careful. She doesn't eat it or put it in a... Some people do that. I've seen the champagne glass before. It's in a glass of champagne. I think this is cute. Maybe lunch at McDonald's or dinner at McDonald's is their thing. They do it once a week, or that's where they met. I think it's cute that the guy did it that way.
I do too. I don't think it's bad. And you never know. Like, maybe McDonald's... maybe McDonald's is their thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a story behind McDonald's we don't know about. And she wrote herself, "This is how people win my heart, with food." So if a Big Mac does it for you, then there you go. It's a match made in heaven as far as I'm concerned.
13 million views that thing got?
That was the last time I checked. I know it's gone up since then.
Man, that's a lot of views. It's Friday, so 9 a.m. We do have the Friday Rewind. Get your request in now. 702-364-9400. Britney Spears, Mix 94.1.
Before you go. Mix 94.1, that's Louis Capaldi. Hey, don't go anywhere, because if you haven't heard the new Billie Eilish just released yesterday, 10 a.m., we are going to play that coming up next. It's Mercedes in the morning. And so, JC, you're kind of telling me about the secrets that you You can't keep? Is that what you're saying? You cannot keep it?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation. Do you keep secrets from your spouse as if... So, Mercedes, let's say I told you, Mercedes, I got to tell you something that happened, and it was something kind of deep and heavy. Would you then tell Matt?
It depends on what the secret is, really. If it's really deep and heavy and personal, I don't. To me, I ask, what's the benefit to him knowing?
Okay.
Would it involve him in some way? Would it involve me in a way that would concern him? Or is it just something that you need to get off your chest and tell me? Then no. I would not.
There's
say
different
anything.
Levels. Yeah. Okay. Here's the situation that I was in. And this kind of transpired over a course of three weeks. I'm changing the names to protect the innocent. But a few weeks back, I was in California with my wife. She was doing a horse competition. And we had some friends in California at the same time. And we had lunch with them. And we'll call them Monica and Chandler. And let's just say at the lunch, Chandler was, he was just being very short with Monica. At one point, she was telling some story and he rolled his eyes at Monica. The best way to describe it was just being short. So, but it still was a nice lunch. We had a good time. And then we left. And then my wife saw a couple days later, a friend of theirs, and we'll call her Rachel. So she told Rachel about the kind of awkward lunch with Monica and Chandler. She's like, we had lunch. It was great to see him, but it was kind of a little awkward and stuff. So, okay, whatever. So then Rachel goes and tells Chandler that Laura was saying, she tells Chandler, I heard you had a real awkward lunch with Laura and JC. And Chandler's like, what? And she's like, yeah, that's what Laura is saying. So then Chandler came to me. Is this making sense or am I losing you here?
I'm kind of confused. I'm trying. Chandler.
So we had lunch with Monica and Chandler. Awkward lunch. Okay.
Monica and Chandler.
Yeah, Monica and Chandler. So then my wife sees another mutual friend named Rachel and tells Rachel about the awkward lunch between Monica and Chandler.
And then Rachel told Chandler that you guys had an awkward lunch. Okay, yes. I gotcha.
And then I see Chandler, and Chandler brings it up to me. He says, hey, I got to bring something up. And I'm like, okay, what's that? And he goes, you have to promise not to tell Laura. I'm like, okay.
Oh, boy.
And he tells me the chain of command. He's like, I heard that Laura thought we had an awkward lunch. I just want to make sure everything is cool with Laura and us, because if she was uncomfortable at lunch, I want to know and make things right. And I'm like, I think everything is fine. And she didn't say anything to me. Everything seems cool.
Oh, so you lied your way out of it.
Well,
she never said anything to me.
What are you talking about? No. So then, of course, he told me not to say anything to Laura. So what did I do? I told Laura about what happened. And then I see my buddy a couple of days later again, and he says to me, hey, you didn't say anything to Laura about what we talked about. And I couldn't keep I don't have a poker face. And I said, I told her. He's like, oh, man, why'd you tell her? I just want to make sure everything is good with everyone. But in that situation, would you have gone back and told Matt?
Yeah, because it involves him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think you did the right thing because that involved her. Now, if it had nothing to do with her, it doesn't matter if you tell her or not on something like that. It doesn't affect her. But since she was directly involved and she was part of that chain, yeah, I would have said, I'd be like, look, Chandler heard about what you said about the lunch because he confronted me on it and he told me not to tell you, but I just wanted you to know. Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
Okay,
in that situation.
Okay, good. Because I told her and I said to her, I'm like, don't say anything to Rachel, but I'm like, just so you know, or don't even say anything to Monica about it, because you confided into Monica or brought it up in passing, and then Monica runs to Rachel, and then Rachel runs to Chandler.
But they all know now. Everyone knows, so you guys all might as well talk about
it freely.
Might
as well get it all out in the open.
You might, instead of telling everybody not to tell something, knowing they will, at this point, I think it's all out in the open, and you could just say, Monica and Chandler, this was a really awkward lunch, and Rachel, I don't know how you got involved, but where's Joey?
But at the same time, like if let's say she is confiding in Monica, Monica then goes running to Rachel and tells Rachel about what happened, and then Rachel runs and tells Chandler. I mean, at some point, the chain of command has got to stop.
Well, yeah, but I think everyone is equally at fault in this. I mean, if you look at it, every action, it should have stopped there, but it kept going. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Like someone has to be the one to say enough. And I'm here to tell you, as a friend, you did not. You just made it go on because now all of us know.
I know, exactly.
But we love you for it.
But I changed the names. We all talk about our friends
on
the show.
No, of course. Of course, I'm joking.
I changed the names and to protect the innocent. But it was just one of those things where at the same time
just
I'm thinking,
kept going.
Yeah, it did. I was thinking, man, but Monica goes to Rachel, Rachel goes to Chandler, and Chandler comes to me.
So does that Britain like make you trust them less? And should they trust you less because you told? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about them talking about you guys behind your back? And then vice versa, I guess. I wonder how, if they're mad that you told your wife, which, again, I feel like you did the right thing. I think you should have.
And it's a tough thing, too, because she's my spouse. She's my wife. She knows everything. But if someone says, hey, don't tell Matt, don't tell Laura, and they tell me something, I'm like, okay, do I tell her this? Well, this involves her, so maybe I do tell her.
Yeah, when it involves her. But if he said, hey, please don't tell Laura this, but I'm thinking about quitting my job tomorrow, and I just needed to vent to someone, but please don't tell her. Like, then you don't need to tell her.
Exactly.
Like, it
yes,
doesn't really
yes.
involve her. So, yeah, you could keep that secret. It's okay.
Loose lips sink ships. Is that the expression?
Snitches get stitches.
A lot of people are getting stitches over this
oh,
one.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That sucks. But I think you did the right thing, for sure.
All right. It was just one of these funny situations that's transpired. I'm like, what is going on here? All right, we have our Four Corners Food Drive happening right now. It's taking place now up until November 30th, and we could really use your help right now.
Yeah, we want to, first of all, thank Blue Point Medical Spa. They're one of our sponsors, and we talked to Jennifer this morning from there. They donated $2,000 to Three Square for the Four Corners Food Drive. Whether it's $2,000 or $2, we need your help, and you can donate any amount online at our website at mix941.fm, or if you're at any one of the 44 Albertsons and Bonds locations in the Valley, just pick up a couple of items and drop them off right at the register. There's a bin that you can drop off your non-perishables, and it's going to help so much. This is the season that we really need it, and it's been a tough year for a lot of people, and it's harder to get this food to them. So if you can help us in any way, we would appreciate it so much.
And we have our Friday Rewind coming up here in 3 minutes. But before that, we world premiered it yesterday. It's the brand new song from Billie Eilish. Tell us what you think. It's called Therefore I Am. It's on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.